211. Citizen Genet. The new French government soon sent an agent or minister to the United States. He was the citizen Genet. He landed at Charleston, South Carolina. He fitted out privateers to prey on British commerce and then set out overland for Philadelphia. Washington had recently made a tour through the South, but even he had not been received with the enthusiasm that greeted Genet. When Genet reached Philadelphia and began to confer with Jefferson about getting help from the government, he found little except delay, trouble, and good advice. Jefferson especially tried to warn Genet not to be overconfident, but Genet would not listen. He even appealed to the people against Washington, and the people rallied to the defense of the president. Soon, another and wiser French minister came to the United States. 212. The Neutrality Proclamation, 1793. Washington and his advisers had a very difficult question to settle, for the Treaty of 1778 with France gave to French ships the use of United States ports in wartime and closed those ports to the enemies of France. The treaty might also oblige the United States to make war on Great Britain in order to preserve the French West India Islands to France. It was quite certain, at all events, that if French warships were allowed to use American ports, and British warships were not allowed to do so, Great Britain would speedily make war on the United States. The treaty had been made with the King of France. Could it not be set aside on the ground that there was no longer a French monarchy? Washington at length made up his mind to regard it as suspended, owing to the confusion which existed in France. He therefore issued a proclamation of neutrality. In this proclamation, he warned all citizens not to aid either of the fighting nations. It was in this way that Washington began the policy of keeping the United States out of European conflict.